Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tonight, it's Wheel of Fortune, followed by the second episode of Season 3, Poor Lil Thing.
Welcome to Poor Little Thing, the podcast, also known as
PLT,
the podcast where we share and discuss stories involving life's poor little things. Like that time you told everyone in third grade that you were cool and different because you were born in Toronto, but you absolutely were not. Hi, my name is Amy Goodmurphy, and beside me, as always, is the best-selling author of I Wish I Wasn't Gay. It's Ryan Steele.
Thank you so much. What was the book called again?
Your book is called I Wish I Wasn't Gay. So tell me about that.
I first knew I was gay when I was about 2 years old, mm-hmm. and it was the 50s. So you can imagine.
Oh, no.
You know, it was not really acceptable. So yes. I was already scared and I already hated myself.
Yeah.
And then as I grew into a young man, mm-hmm. a teenager, if you will, these thoughts just grew and grew. And yeah. I decided to write a book about it. And I still hate being gay.
Yeah.
That's why I have a girlfriend right now.
Really?
Yes.
Who's your girlfriend?
Her name is Donna the second.
Okay. It's weird when I said, who's your girlfriend? You made up a weird name and D said me.
D and I broke up. Okay. I didn't tell you this. Me and D actually decided to give it a go over the holidays.
Okay.
Because she spent Christmas with me and my parents. That's why there was like no photos. I didn't post any stories on Instagram or anything because D was with me and I just wanted to keep it on the down low.
You brought D for Christmas.
Yeah. She had nowhere else to be.
Why didn't you tell me that?
Because here's the thing. I wanted to see if our relationship would blossom. And let me tell you, it did not.
Oh.
She was terrible. At dinner, she fucking like punched my mom in the face on Christmas night.
D?
I know. D, don't even say you didn't. You did. She didn't like, my mom kind of was talking about politics and D was like, I don't feel that way. She clocked my mom right in the face. And then my dad tried to chime in. He's like, you don't touch her. And then D fucking put my dad in a headlock yeah. and then smashed him through the wall. Right then and there, I broke up with her. And remember that bus that took me to Merritt that time with the weird woman?
I'll never forget it.
Yeah, they came back and they took D and... Actually, last week when we did the pod, that was the first time I've seen D since.
Wow. Mm-hmm. So you guys are kind of like, I don't know, is it weird between you?
Yeah, very.
Really?
Yeah, extremely.
And you don't want to get back together?
No, not at all. I did a post on Craigslist looking for a new tech person. I didn't tell you that either. I think this needs to end.
No, I get it. It does need to end. I don't want D here either. I don't, D, because you don't follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
And you're always pissing us off.
Yeah, D.
And now you're punching Ryan's mom and putting his dad in a headlock?
Yeah, that's not cool.
Honestly, D, something's up.
My dad's still in the hospital.
Oh, his dad's still in the hospital. Nice, D.
D, you're a fucking bitch.
Honestly, D? Fuck you.
So you,
yeah.
you used to tell people you were from Toronto and you loved yourself.
Listen, I had heard through the grapevine that my mom was born in Toronto.
through the grapevine?
Through the family grapevine,
okay.
I found out
yes.
the dramatic news that my mother was in fact born and raised almost her entire life in Toronto, Ontario, Canada.
Well, there you go.
And so I figured, well, then I am too. And I'm also going to tell everybody that because I don't want to be the same.
No.
I'm different.
How did it go when you told them?
Everyone was like, I don't care. Like, no one cared. Yeah. It was not cool and different. Mm. And then my mom came to school one time and we were doing a show and tell. I think I brought like one of my toys, probably my brother's like G.I. Joe truck, and was ask Kevin if I can bring this. And he was like, fuck no.
And took it anyway.
And well, my mom was like, Kevin, Amy's the youngest and she wants to take it. And then she probably was like, all right, Kevin, we won't take it. And in the morning she looked at me, winked and went, come on. And she took it.
Wow.
And so I brought it there.
Girl power.
It was a girl power moment. And so we brought it to school. And then while we were there, I was like, this is my chance for everyone, for my mom to confirm. I, in fact, was born in Toronto. And I was like, Mom, I was born in Toronto, right? And she went, no, you weren't, honey. What? First of all, you fucking dumbass. What do you mean you're born in Toronto? You're born here. You know that. Mm-hmm. And I was like, no, just like you, Mom. I was born in Toronto. She was like, no, honey, you weren't. And everyone... They looked at me. Yeah. They pointed and they said, "Dyke, Dyke," and I was like, "What?"
Then you had to switch schools.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hey,
you've come a long way.
I know.
I'm really proud of you.
Honestly, something was wrong.
So last episode we had a full month and a bit to talk about things, but what's happened to you since I've seen you in this 1 week?
Listen, I went away. I did a getaway. Oh. I went to a small Gulf island, not far away, called Galliano Island.
How long's the ferry for that?
Listen, the ferry's not long. Mm. I can't even remember. Listen, if I'm with my friends, I'm not paying attention.
Well, that means you're in the moment, and I love that.
I'm in the moment. Mm. I'm trying desperately to make them all laugh. If I fail, I'm trying again. Nice. People are telling me to shut. Do I ever shut up? Do you ever turn off? Mm. No.
No, you don't.
I do not. And so love me or leave me. Mm-hmm. And if you're going to leave me, hit the road.
That's right.
Sooner than later.
Yeah, bye, D.
Bye, D?
D's gone.
D?
She finally left.
Well, no, she didn't. She's out having a dart. I can see her.
Oh, yeah, I can see the smoke, actually.
Okay, anyways.
The levels seem fine.
The levels are fine, but she can't just go have a dart break. Mm. That's what I'm saying. Yeah. She doesn't follow the rules. Mm-hmm. She cannot just go and have a dart break and like, oh, she's hitting on a young woman.
Oh, my God.
That looks like a teen. Anyway, sorry. Yeah, so take me or leave me. And the thing is we had a wonderful time. We went to this world famous restaurant called Pilgrim.
Okay.
Have you seen The Menu, the movie The Menu?
I don't think so.
For those of you who have seen it, it's kind of like that. It was a very high-end restaurant. Whoa. It was for very high-end clientele.
Okay.
No, anyone could go, but you had to pay the dollar.
Yeah.
But we were like, let's do it because we had heard good things. Mm-hmm. It was unbelievable. It was like a 12-course meal. It just kept coming and it was so good. I bought into every moment of it.
Wow.
Had a couple glasses of red.
There she goes.
Probably the best red I ever had in my life.
Oh.
I took a picture of it.
Every sip is just going down your throat. So pleasurable.
Listen, I took a sip. Yeah. I said, hey, I'd like to try a little taste of this and a little taste of that because I'll do as I please. I'm paying for it.
That's right.
So give me a tester because I want it to be right. Mm-hmm. She was like, yes, ma'am. And so she went back, brought me a couple glasses, took the one. I thought, not for me. Hope the next one is a hit out of the park. Because if it's not,
yeah,
you'll be going to find me something else.
That's right. And you'll be fired tomorrow.
And I will make it so.
Yeah.
So anyways, she comes back with this full body red. Mm-hmm. And I thought, let me take a sip of this. Mm. I did. Mm. I literally turned to my friend Jill and went, if I'm looking for a glass of like pure pleasure, I asked for a full body red. This is what I'm talking about.
Nailed it.
And I looked at her and I said, off you go. I'll keep it.
Yeah.
Bring the bottle.
Exactly.
Come and fill it up.
Mm-hmm.
So she did come and fill it up twice.
Oh, what a nice feeling.
Well, that's what I'm saying. So anyways, I'm sorry you're not drinking, but I know you're doing good. And it could have been a glass of Coke and I would have loved it too. Do you know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
If she had brought a glass full of ice and poured over a nice crisp Coke, I would have had the same feeling.
There you go.
I would have said, off you go and bring the bottle.
She puts a 2 liter of Coke at your table.
A plastic
liter. There you are, ma'am.
There you are. Thank you.
At Pilgrim.
That's what D does.
All the other tables are pointing and taking photos of you.
Yeah.
Look at that dyke.
Well, because I'm famous.
Yes, you are.
Yes,
wild cards and the
irrational.
She everywhere.
She's everywhere. She's everywhere. I do love when they people keep filming me from underneath. You know how like people let me take a picture, it's like hold the camera higher.
Mm-hmm.
They keep setting the video camera on all the shows that I have partaken in, and they go from below. And I'm always saying, don't do that.
Yeah.
Please go a high angle. I want a drone shot of my scenes. When I become huge and famous, it's going to be in my contract that my scenes are only drone footage.
It actually will be. That's a very good idea.
It truly will only be from way up above.
Yeah.
I don't care if it messes with the artistic whatever sensibility of your show.
Mm-hmm.
You want me?
Yeah.
You love me or leave me.
That's exactly right.
Anyways, we did a cold dip. I went in the ocean.
Cold dips are so good for you.
I went topless in the ocean. That's right. Tits out, baby.
Fatty natties for everyone to see.
Everyone wanted to see these fatty natties, and I thought, I guess I'll let the world in. So me and my friends, there were six of us, we tarped off. We tarped off.
Okay.
And we took a little swim. And what I mean by it is, like, I was like this the whole way until it got to my waist. And I was like, it's do or die, bitch. Mm. And so I had to show off in front of my friends.
That's right.
Because no one else dunked their head. But riddle me this. Mm. If you're not dunking,
yeah,
you're not getting the full effect.
I agree.
So I dove in like a little merman.
Question.
What?
When a guy goes in there, when it hits your balls and penis,
yes,
it's a little bit of a whoa,
yeah,
moment.
Yeah.
When it hits your vagina,
yeah,
does that have the same effect?
No.
No.
No, no, no.
Does it go inside?
It go. Yeah. Well, so it's a different effect. Actually, what happens is it balloons. It goes... So it's like, you know, like when a flower blooms really fast,
of
you put
course
it on a time lapse,
yeah,
and it's
course,
like,
yeah,
like that.
Yeah, that's your vagina.
So when you go into the water, mm, this happens to every person that has a vagina. And if they say it doesn't, they're lying.
Okay.
Like, I just don't know what to tell you.
Yeah.
So it hits the water and it just goes, and it's almost like two other legs. So
oh,
you sort of turn into somewhat of a crab,
yeah,
when you are under the water.
That's beautiful.
Yes. And so they make women's or whatever bathing suits to hold sort of the large clitoris, mm, and all the other bits that happen when that happens. So yes, confirmed.
Well, and if you guys like your science updates, let us know.
Let
because
us know.
Season three, we're thinking, you know, we're still going to do our crass stuff, our funny stuff, our gay stuff, but we're going to, yeah, bring science into it a little bit more.
We're trying to turn this podcast into a science podcast, mm-hmm, and I think that we will succeed, and we're really just trying everything.
Yeah, of course.
So if you want more of that,
mm-hmm,
let's go.
You know what that story reminded me of?
Really
quickly. So I have been bartending for years, and you got to make little, you know, things joyous and funny when you can.
Yeah.
And so people ask for little samples of beer and wine all the time. And sometimes when people ask for, like, you know, I want to try the Pilsner and I want to try the peach wheat ale. So I get my two little cups that we pour them into, and I'll pour, like, not even like the smallest little drop you
just
can think
funny
of, just to be funny. And then I'll put them up on the bar with the chit for the server. And like Froze or Stevie will come up and they'll just start laughing right away.
Yeah.
And you know what? My shift just got a little bit better.
Hey,
hey,
you shook it up a
it's
little
the
bit.
The little things.
What happens when they go up? So you just do it for the servers to come,
yeah,
get,
yeah,
them?
Just for that.
Oh my God. Okay. I thought you meant you were brave enough, Ryan Steele, for two patrons at the bar who asked you for a couple samples and you just put that in front of them. I was like, there's no way you are brave enough to do that.
I feel like I've done that maybe to a regular or something, but yeah, I don't usually have the balls for that. But servers, you know,
hey,
I'll have fun with them all day.
You'll do anything.
Yeah.
Okay, well, here's a question for you.
Go on.
For someone who's not a server,
no,
is a bartender.
That's correct.
But does serve people at the bar.
And sometimes they give us a couple tables, but I always tell them, hey, I'm bartending too.
Yeah,
just,
hey,
to let them know I'm a bartender.
Hey, I'm your bartender. Like, you don't say, hey, I'm your server, mm-hmm, today. You go, hey, I'm your bartender today, but I will serve you, but I'm not serving you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I get that.
Exactly.
When people do ask you, real question, mm, ask you for samples, mm, or have in your life when you've worked in restaurants,
yeah,
is it annoying to you?
No, because it rarely happens.
Okay, but if people did ask for samples, would that be annoying to you?
No. If it happened all the time, I'd get a little sick of it because you're not making money off that. And then they're still going to order. It's just more work. But again, I don't even do that once a shift.
But not a big deal anyways.
Not, like, a big deal.
Whatever. They're going to order something.
Of course.
It's something that I feel like, you know, people are like, oh God, it's me. I'm like, I don't want to ask for a sample. I'll just get a glass.
Mm-hmm.
And Jenny's like, ask for a sample.
Mm-hmm.
It's a tiny little bit and you're going to overpay for a glass.
That's true.
So just do it. They don't care.
They sell a glass of wine for as much as they buy the bottle for.
Like,
so
exactly.
They make a lot of money.
So don't be afraid to ask for a sample. I got to tell myself that.
Mm-hmm.
And also got another question. Okay. I need another, not server. I need another restaurant bar insider tip.
Yeah.
So when people send stuff back,
yeah,
that they don't like, mm-hmm, that they're, you know, really sorry about, is there a way to go about that to make it better?
So if someone's nice about it, it makes all the difference. Because some people are just like, even yesterday, this guy had these wings. And I was like, hey, how's the wings, guys? And he's like, they're hotter than the last time I remember. I just walked away.
They're hot.
Hotter.
I can't.
They were too hot for him. And I didn't have time for that. I gave them more water. I'm like, I don't know what
you
want
you
me
go
to do. Yeah,
yeah.
Bye.
Let me send these back for you.
Because he was a dick about it.
Yeah,
yeah,
right.
They're hotter than I remember.
Yeah.
Well, you know what? You're uglier than I remember.
Hey!
Get the fuck out of my restaurant.
Hey. That's what you say?
I'm allowed to. When you're my age,
yes,
you get away with murder.
Really?
An actual murder.
Have you ever killed anybody?
Yes. Just last week.
Tell us.
So there is a man sitting at my bar.
Yeah.
And he, right away, he came in. He was weird.
Yeah.
And he slammed on the bar with his hand.
Yeah, go on.
And my head's turned in slow motion. You know what I mean? The music stopped.
I know what you mean.
And I walked over to him. It's clip, clop, clip with my heels. Clip, mm-hmm.
Oh, you were in your heels that day?
Always, yeah. They always get stuck in the mats at work. It's really annoying. Yeah. But anything for fashion.
Yeah, go on.
And I want to be 6'5". Anyway, I go up to him and I go, did you just slam your hand down on my bar? And he goes, yeah, faggot, I did.
He called you a faggot?
He called me a faggot. And I said, what did you just call me? And he said, you heard me, faggot. And I said, faggot. And he goes, yeah, faggot.
Wait, he called you a faggot?
Faggot, like 4 times. And then I said, not on my watch, bitch. And I took his face and I put it in the dishwasher and I stuffed his whole body in there. And then something like, just cut him up into a million pieces.
Yeah.
And then out he came, all clean, but dead.
Wow, but dead. Mm-hmm. Wow. Yeah.
His family tried to bring me to court. And then I talked to the judge and they were like, no way. They called you a faggot. And I said, they called me a faggot.
Yeah.
And then he's like, this case is dismissed.
Yes.
And then I got... $20.
Wow.
For my time.
You got $20?
For my time.
Wait a minute. You killed somebody and then the court of law gave you $20?
Life is a funny way of working out, don't it?
Honestly, people who say that our judicial system... Judicial system?
Yeah.
Judicial system? Judicial... How do you say that? Oh,
you're asking me.
Okay.
I love when we try this.
That our judicial system is backwards? No, it's not.
No, it's not, sweetie.
No, it's not. I don't know what to tell you.
We're doing just fine.
We're fine. Mm. Okay, anyways, let me tell you something. I got a little gossip.
Oh, let me put my seatbelt on.
Is it on?
It's on. Okay. It's too tight, though. There we go. It's better.
Apparently, word's gotten around that Gwen Stefani and Blake Shelton are separated.
No, I didn't know that.
But guess what?
It never works out.
It never works out. The little darling Blake Shelton and Queen Gwen Stefani.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, if they can't work out, what are the rest of us going to do?
Yeah, I'm doomed. I'm never going to find a boyfriend.
One pop queen and another country man. If those two can't come together and stay together,
mm-hmm.
I don't know what to tell you.
They don't have to cook their own food. They don't do their own laundry. They don't clean their 5 houses. They still couldn't make it work.
And guess what, though?
What?
I may have fooled you a little bit.
Jamie.
Just wait. Because on Monday, the Don't Speak singer shut down.
Now I know you're reading this from an article.
No, I'm not. Because on Monday, the Don't Speak singer shut down the wide speculation she and her hubby are drifting apart. How? With an adorable pic. In an Instagram upload, she shared a pic of a Polaroid of her and the Just a Fool singer with his arms wrapped around her as they pose surrounded by plants. She wrote on the Polaroid in purple ink, never knew a love like this.
Oh.
So she's putting the rumors to rest.
Well.
You can't just come out and be like, oh, they're separating. There's speculations. Mm-hmm. She's going to slam them down time and time again.
Yeah.
She wants everyone to know that her man is Blake Shelton.
Yes.
And that's that.
You know how I always have a boner for the podcast? It actually went down when you told me they separated. And then at the end of that story, I just got it back.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
I honestly think you need to get that checked out.
Oh, I'm taking too much of the boner juice.
Well, have you talked to your doctor lately?
I've talked about my doctor in the past. He's been my doctor and I'm very grateful I have him for about 25 years now. A lot of people can't find doctors, I hear. I'm spoiled rotten. I got a doctor. He's been decent throughout the years, but last year, we remember, I got some tests made because I had some, you know, fatty cysts on my back that you notice.
Mm-hmm.
Got some blood work, got some ultrasounds. My doctor calls me for the results. I'm in my friend's car, and the first thing he says to me, are you sitting down? I say, doctor. And he goes, just kidding, everything's fine. What? That's not normal. And now I got some more blood work because, you know, just turned 46. Wanted to get my hormones checked, my testosterone. Turns out everything's fine. I can't go on steroids. No!
No! I want you to go on steroids.
I know, me too. But when he calls me about these results, he wants to quickly, you know, check in with me. He's like, hey, so, you know, how much are you drinking? I'm like, I'm not. How proud I was saying that. It mm-hmm. felt so good.
Yeah.
He's like, how much are you working out? I go, well, you know, I'm kind of being a little crazy right now. I'm probably doing like 6 days a week. And he goes, you're 46. You know what that means. And I go, what? Heart attack? And he just goes, like he was alluding to that.
Mm.
My doctor should not be alluding to me having a heart attack. I get it. I'm 46. I think I am a little naive with my age and I do have to be careful, but I eat very healthy. I'm not drinking.
Yeah.
Anyway, so I want a new doctor, but I can't get one.
Okay, there's a couple of things I want to say here.
Go off.
One, if you're a doctor, please chime in here because I have a feeling we're going to get all these DMs where people are going to be like, no, he's right, Ryan. Like, you need to have a little bit of a rest.
And maybe I need to hear that.
Maybe it's a walk day.
Yeah.
And not a run day.
For sure.
Like, you're still going to go out and get your exercise and move your bod.
This is true.
Because you don't want to get it stiffened up.
Oh.
Right? I was talking to my masseuse about you yesterday. I was in a really mad way because I was like, I have a friend who is never sore and he doesn't stretch. and I have to stretch 200 times a day and I'm always sore from doing nothing.
Life's fucked.
Go to hell, Ryan. Anyways, speaking of my massage, I got one yesterday.
Oh.
Every time I book a massage, right before I go, I take a shower because they're working on my body. It's my thing. I want to come clean. Well, two times ago, I had a shower real quick because I'm always running late. And I had to use a towel that I think I had used maybe like the night before. So it was like a little bit wet and it hadn't dried properly.
Okay.
It smelled like mildew. And I was like, oh God, I hate myself. Anyways, rip on my clothes, get down to the place.
No.
I can smell mildew the entire time I'm walking down, getting in the door, gave someone a hug. I'm losing it internally because I smell like mildew and I know it.
Social suicide.
It's social suicide. Yeah. So I hug one of my friends there and I say, hey, tell me the truth. It's okay. I said, I'm like, do it. Like, you tell me. It's not going to hurt me.
Yeah.
Do I smell like mildew? Come here. And she goes, yeah, maybe a little bit. I went, oh, fuck. So you know I can't keep
the
anything.
Honesty.
She was on. I told her to be. When I got on that bed, I turned to her and I said, I'm so sorry, I smell like mildew. And she was like, what? And I'm like, I used a wet towel and it's just getting worse. Like, you used a wet towel. Whose towel was it? How wet was it?
Yeah.
And I was like, I just want to be conscious of the fact that, you know, you're rubbing on my bod and I just, I want to be clean for you. And she was like, and it's getting weirder. I want to be clean for you.
Well.
And then she was like, oh, I don't care. And then I was like, okay. Sorry, I smell like mildew.
Do you think people show up and they're like dirty and like someone's massaging them and like their hands are just filthy after?
They've got a, I don't
know. Imagine a guy was doing construction. He had to go straight from, you know, my building to the masseuse.
Yeah, but if it were you, you'd probably be like, hey, yeah, let me rub you down.
Do you want me to clean you up first?
Okay, let's pretend I'm going to be the guy that comes in. Okay. Hey, man, how's it going? Here for my massage.
Matt, good to see you. Hey, it's Ryan.
Hey,
you remember
man.
My name?
No, I don't. Sorry.
It's all good, man.
So let's just get in there and hurry up, okay? Because I got to go see a chick leader about having sex with her.
I love that. But first, do you want to maybe have a shower?
Is that normal?
It is. Have you never done that before, silly?
Oh, I guess not. Don't make me feel stupid.
Mac, give me your hand.
Okay.
Follow me.
Where are we going?
To the shower.
Nice heels.
You're wearing some too.
No, I'm not.
Just
I'm
kidding.
Steel toe boots.
Ah, does that feel good?
Yeah.
Do you mind if I pet your hairy chest down?
Okay.
It's going to lather in a little bit of soap here and down just to your belly button because I respect you as a human.
What the heck?
And now I'm going to give you a little soap kiss.
What?
And now it's time for your massage.
What's a soap kiss?
I put soap on my mouth and like put it on your face. Yeah. So I'm like washing your face with my kiss.
Okay, man. Is this straight guys? Like, is this okay? Like,
I'm straight. I'm dating a girl named D.
Okay, let's go back to the bed and you can massage me, okay?
Okay, that'll be $400.
Okay, good. Whoa.
Whoa.
Okay, I get it now.
Yeah.
Yeah, so I guess maybe I was okay to say I smelled like mildew.
Mm-hmm.
I guess it's fine.
Yeah. Okay. You ever date someone that gives you massages? Does Jenny give you massages?
She will hate me saying this, but guess what?
What?
She doesn't.
Oh.
And she's always like, well, ask what you need. And I was like, well, when I ask you, you always hate yourself and you only do it for 3 seconds.
Yeah.
I am someone that does something to my partner of what like I want. So I'm constantly giving her a little, squeezing her arms, giving her massages.
It's a relationship, give and take.
Well, it's a give and take.
Mm-hmm.
And she doesn't like it. Mm. And her little hands can't keep up with my big, gross muscles.
I can't remember who it was, but I don't even know if I dated this person, but I think we hooked up a few times and they would give me massages, which I do appreciate, but it was too much. It was just too much. They like didn't stop. I like a nice little like back rub and then arm. And then in my, I guess I'm a lazy bitch. That's why I'm single. Because in my head, I'm like, now I have to do it to them.
Well, but do you though?
Yeah, but okay. Like not as long because I'm like, that's unnecessary. I'm going to do a little bit on your neck and go down your back. And then I'm going to like do your, you know, your sides and your arms. And then I go. Then I give them a soap kiss as well.
Okay.
Yeah, it's like my move.
A soap kiss?
Yeah.
Like soap kiss.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
My dad gave me one when I was so
young.
Whoa,
Brian.
Yes.
And it's stop like it.
I have a question for you.
What?
Why has Lisa Rinna never changed her haircut?
Because it's signature her.
It's like from the 90s. And here's the thing. I'm not judging. I do like it. I love when she was on Housewives and she wear her wigs and she had name for her wigs.
Mm-hmm.
I like that a lot.
You know what though? She does wear extensions sometimes. Mm. I mean, for the most part, yes. I think her hair is always short.
Yeah.
I have to tell you, I love it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's like a strong, cool move because it's all about you're only hot if you have long hair and like have beautiful, thick, long. Hey, Lisa Rinna has been hot since she's been out of the womb and she's had a short haircut her entire life.
Who had the hair piece that was sticking out in the Salt Lake City finale? Was it Heather Gay? Someone said that there was like, what's it called when you just like glue the hair on, or those hair pieces?
Extensions?
Extensions. Someone said in the beach scene, you could see someone's extensions.
They saw her tracks.
Yes, that's what they're called.
Yes. I'm not sure if it was Heather. It may have been, but I think it was, what's her name? What's Heather Gay's cousin?
Oh,
Whitney.
It was Whitney.
Yeah, I don't know. It may have been. Speaking of, I saw the last part of the reunion, Real Housewives of Salt Lake City.
If you've never seen that show, like if you're someone's partner and they made you watch that, I would understand how you would say, I never want to see this again. They were talking over themselves so much.
I was so annoyed.
It was just, wah, 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 yeah. Fuck you, and then Monica is just like, fuck you, bitch. She makes no sense.
Yeah. And Mary is such a bitch. Mary is such a bitch. Honestly. And then Whitney's like, fucking Mary comes out. What do you mean? Well, Whitney's afraid of me. And Whitney's like, yeah, I am, Mary. Because you always like have something to say.
That's a good Whitney impression.
Yeah, I am, Mary.
Yeah.
Mary is terrifying. Mm-hmm. And then what about when Mary came for Heather? When Heather was like talking about, oh my God, I got to see Mary's like basically fun house in the most respectful way. Because Mary, your house is terrifying.
It's a little different
just like you. And you are very scary, and you're very mean, and your eyes, you know, are very scary.
And she doesn't listen. Like, Mary can't take criticism at all. It's like her way, the way she thinks, is just the only way.
Yes.
That's not really cool.
I don't think so, Mary. But you are scary.
We're a science podcast and a Bravo podcast.
That's the thing. That's all we do.
That's all we do.
But also, I'd never want Mary to leave. No. Like, of course, it's like you're hating on her, but it's like, please don't leave.
If she played the same part in the next season that she did this season, you know, just kind of there, here, you know, not a big storyline,
yes,
but just with some
out
zingers, I would not have a problem with it. Stay in the bus, eat McDonald's. Yep. I'm going to love it.
She's so mean.
She's so mean.
At the end of her part on The Housewives, because she also came and went, then she was like, I love, she is running the show, because you know, she was like, oh, come on for like 10 minutes, honey, and then I'm leaving. And they're like, well, Mary, please, no. Do you want me or not? Mm-hmm. And she's got the power. So she comes on, does her thing. And at the end, she goes, I think that went well, Andy. I think that went well. And then she left.
If you don't watch this, Google Mary Cosby
yeah
housewife moments.
Yeah.
You're in for a treat.
Oh my God. She's calling people inbred.
And owning it. Not apologizing. Like, it's pretty fucked up.
Heather Gay's got a new face.
I saw it.
Listen, I have a question. Listen, Hive PLT listeners, how do I get a snatch jawline?
Yeah.
I need it.
Mm-hmm.
I was talking to somebody about it, and she's like, well, do you plan to lose weight? I'm like, I'm always planning to lose weight. Yes, every day of my life, every day of my life since I was, you know, 16 years old, I'm planning to lose weight. I'm a female in this society. But she was like, well, then I would wait. And I was like, well, I want it now.
Maybe Heather Gay did Ozempic, and I think she had a little facelift.
A full? What's a face? I'd be so scared.
I don't really know. I think they literally, like, pull your face back.
They, like, chisel and then
and they must have, you must have like little scars maybe behind your hair,
like
things. I don't know, I'm not a doctor anymore.
I don't know, I'm scared of all the things, but I am interested. I keep being on a hunt where I'm like, I want to find like an Instagram account that I follow where a professional person, doctor, plastic surgeon, is like, okay, this is what they did, this is what they did, how do I get it? I don't know.
It's so funny, I watched the first season of Housewives Beverly Hills recently,
yeah,
and the doctor from Botched is the husband.
Yes.
He looked way younger.
Well, it was a long time ago.
It was like 13 years ago or something.
It was a very long time ago. But yeah, so Monica,
oh, back to Salt Lake, listeners,
she got the boot,
and I want to say rightfully so.
Yeah, I think
see
so,
ya
too.
Yeah.
I think I was talking to a friend of mine, and he was like, well, I'm kind of still Team Monica. And I hadn't watched the last part of the reunion yet, the third part three of them just going,
yeah. Dee, can we actually have a clip? That's insane.
That last night I watched it, okay?
Yeah.
And I
did you have
just
a headache after?
Yes. I kept going, I kept saying, shut up. Like, oh my, I just kept turning, going, oh my God, because I want to watch it. I want to see what's going on. I can't, between Lisa and Monica just scream matching each other, I cannot.
I'm team Lisa Barlow, though. I love that woman.
I do not.
No?
Oh, my God.
I love her.
Lisa loves herself.
For Halloween, it would be Lisa Barlow. You need a can of Diet Coke with you all the time, and I need to nail her voice. And that's basically all I do, a long brown wig.
Oh, my God. She's always talking about her son going on his mission.
How about when he found out where he was going and the whole room went,
Brian.
And they were all so excited.
Brian.
What?
When they held a party for her son's mission And they were all the boys looked the same. They all had that stupid haircut or hat or whatever.
I saw a real boy with it the other day. The, like, the fluffy kind of
a real boy. Someone in real life.
In real life.
Yeah.
They must blow dry it or something to get that effect.
I don't know. Yeah. I don't know how they get it. Mm-hmm. It's like a helmet.
If you're on Patreon, we'll put a photo.
Yes. It's like a helmet. And they were all sitting there. And there's like a scene before this party they have to reveal where he's going on his Mormon mission.
Yeah.
And she's gone to this restaurant and one of his friends is there at the store. And she's like, do you know about Jack's mission? Do you know where Jack's going? Like, did you know he's going on a mission?
The impressions are fucking spot on today.
Listen, she has a big mouth.
That's Lisa Barlow, everyone.
Lisa Barlow. And the girl goes, yeah, I knew. He told me. And she goes, oh my God. Oh my God. He's told you before his own mother. Oh my God. Shut up, Lisa. And then they hold a fucking party at the house and they're all standing up there and he opens an envelope or something and he's going to Chile or something.
Yeah, like Costa Rica. No, yeah. South America.
Cuba or something. Yeah, South America. And they're like, your mission is going to Cuba. Oh my God. And she goes, oh my God. Yeah. Oh my God. And
everyone's it's like they win the fucking, it's like they win the Super Bowl or something.
Yes.
Like, yeah. Taylor Swift's in the corner just like, yeah.
Brian, they were yelling like they had just won $1 trillion. Mm-hmm. And then on the show, I think she's like, he hasn't gone to his mission yet.
He's like in LA just chilling.
Yeah, he's in LA. I love him. Oh my God, I love him so much. He's just doing nothing. She goes, I'm pretty sure she said, oh my God, I just love Jack so much. He's literally doing nothing. And we speak once a week and he's literally doing nothing. I love him so much.
He's like 18, 19. He's probably down there hooking up with guys.
Honestly, I hope he never goes on his mission. Yeah. What? Mm. No.
Yeah. Oh, actually, I was gonna say we need more gay and Salt Lake, but I love me some Brooks. Is that his name? Brooks?
Meredith's son.
Yes, he is. Like, when he only shows up a couple episodes of fucking season or whatever, but when he does, I am glued. I am obsessed with him.
He has the biggest cunt energy I've ever seen in my life, maybe.
And he was driving the fucking SUV or whatever, wearing his, like, ski goggles.
Yeah.
Fashion.
And he's like, Mom, I want to go shopping after. And she's like, yeah, okay, we will.
Oh my God.
And he's like, I don't know about this. Mm-hmm. Like, I just want to go get like an apres. Yeah. And she's like, and that's how they talk to each other back and forth.
Yes.
Brooks is doing such good things. Mm-hmm. I love when they made fun of Meredith saying, you want to talk about your husband?
Andy did an impression of her, didn't he?
You talking about my husband?
What we're trying to say is, if you don't watch Salt Lake City, go binge it. I binged it in a week. It's worth it. We got you drinking wine. We got you doing certain things from this podcast. If you're even a it doesn't matter who you are. Go fucking find Salt Lake City Housewives. Yeah. Give it a watch. Even if you just watched season 4.
Yeah, we're influencers.
Yes.
Do what we say.
Andy Cohen, come on.
Andy Cohen, please. We single-handedly put you guys on the map. Please. Pay us. As Bravo, as like Bravo team. Team Bravo.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full, important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.
Want to get a chiseled look in the jawline? Sculpt and shape your jawline with added volume from Juvederm Volux XC. Juvederm Volux XC is an injectable gel specifically designed to be robust enough to improve moderate to severe loss of jawline definition. And it is the first and only hyaluronic acid filler approved for the jawline. Add volume to your jawline for a chiseled look with Juvederm Volux XC. For important safety information and to find a licensed specialist, visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com. not for people with severe allergic reactions, allergies to lidocaine, or the proteins used in Juvederm. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. There's a risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. Talk to a licensed specialist to find out if it's right for you. Visit Juvederm.com. That's Juvederm.com.
Okay, I have to tell you something.
Lay it on me.
There's something trending on Reddit right now.
Okay,
and it made me laugh, and I also have questions. So can I read a little something, a little bit of it?
Please do.
The headline says, "Seeking advice, neighbor's extreme reaction to toddler crying in apartment. I'm being harassed because my toddler cries at night." Hi, everyone. I'm here seeking advice on a situation that has been causing a lot of distress for my family. We have a toddler who, like most children, cries when we put him to bed and occasionally wakes up in the middle of the night crying. Unfortunately, our neighbor who lives next to us has an extreme reaction to this. Now, I'm just going to scroll through this, okay? Whenever he cries, whenever the baby cries, our neighbor bangs on the walls like a gorilla and screams offensive and hurtful words at us. It's really disheartening to hear him insults like, "You bastard" and "son of a bitch." This has not only made our child scared and traumatized, but also affects him whenever someone knocks on our door.
Oh my God.
Okay, listen, I think he's probably calling the toddler a son of a bitch and a bastard. And a bastard. Because who's he calling a bastard?
Well, yeah, the baby.
He's calling the baby a bastard.
Well, here's the thing. I don't think that guy has any right to do this. It's a baby.
He can't be outing to the baby that he's a bastard.
Mm-hmm.
But if a baby was crying every night and in the middle of the night, what do you do?
I mean, I would maybe look into moving, to be totally honest.
Yeah, I think so too.
Mm-hmm.
You can't be... And what is that going to do? Shut your baby, that little bastard up. Like,
it's going to scare everybody.
What is that going to do?
Yeah.
I have a secret.
What's that?
Someone in my building bangs on her floor every night when the tenant below her snores.
Really?
She smashes her feet on the ceiling. What do you think about that?
If it bothered me that much, I'd maybe have a conversation with them. Be like, "Hey, like, do you need a sleep apnea machine or something?" But even that is like, it's snoring. There's certain things in this world that just happen.
I know.
We're renting in these old buildings that have paper thin walls.
Mm-hmm.
You know what? You just get headphones or something.
Yeah.
Like, you got to put some white noise on in your apartment. Do whatever you need to do.
Or move.
Or fucking move.
You're not my partner. You can't bang on the ground because I'm snoring.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Then move your bed. Mm-hmm. Go move your bed into the living room if you're right above them.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Why doesn't she just go down and talk to her and say, "Listen, with respect, you snore very loud. Is there any way you could do something? Like, could you put a patch on your nose? Or is there something that you could do?"
Mm-hmm.
Now that I'm saying it, maybe it's not that bad, but like, it's confrontation. It's kind of maybe hard to do.
Mm-hmm.
I think you gotta just move into your living room or find a new place. Listen, when I go to Reddit, I find the hard-hitting questions.
Well, and that's what we love.
That we don't know how to answer.
PLT, we need it.
I need it.
Oh, man.
How do you feel about farting on the plane? Do you release farts on the plane?
I mean, I try my best not to. I'm sure... Well, I can't sleep on planes. I was going to say if I fall asleep, I'm sure a couple... slide out while I'm, you know, zine.
Okay.
But I try my best not to. Some, you know, I'll do the classic, you got to go pee, and you go pee, and half of your time in the washroom is just
farting it out.
And the next person that walks in, you're like, "Yeah, I didn't even shit. That's just my pee farts."
That's what you say?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they go, "What's your name, man?" And I go, "Hey, I'm Ryan." Yeah. And they go, "Hey, what's up, man?"
Whoa,
I'm
that's
Dino.
Cool.
And then we gonna fucking, we have that like, cool handshake that we just make up on the spot.
Yeah.
And I go, "I'll see you in first class."
Now I know you're not telling the truth. Don't do that. What I want to say is the best feeling in the world is releasing gas that doesn't smell. And even if it sounds, the plane's loud enough anyways. Except for if I'm releasing gas on the plane, I'm taking out my headphones and I'm wondering, could I just not hear it? Like, am I just blind or deaf to the sound, but everyone else just heard me rip?
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You gotta be careful.
You have to be careful.
You ever fart like on a plane or something, or even on a couch, and then it just like the fart sits under your butt.
Yeah.
It doesn't go anywhere. And then like 10 minutes later when you go to the washroom or you get up, then it comes out and you forgot about it. And you're like, "Oh my God, that was me from like 10 minutes ago."
Can I tell you something?
Science.
No, that never happens to me.
No?
It never just like stays below me.
Oh, really?
How do yours just like, you shoot them so hard and fast down into wherever you are that it takes a while for it to come back up?
And then my butt is so fucking heavy, my muscles, that I just like, it can't escape. Like, there's no room, there's no air between the seat and my muscular butt. So it just stays in there. Then the minute I get up, it's almost like a smoke.
I've never had that happen, truly. It's like, I wish that would happen. Or like, sometimes I'll go, sometimes I will do it. And if I'm like, oh no, that was a mistake.
Yeah.
I'll go, and I try and blow it away from me.
Yeah.
But that doesn't work either. It just stays around.
Blow it away.
I do. I'm like,
do you look weird?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I do.
But you're in first class, so no one cares.
I'm in business class, so I can fart away. If I was in business class, I'd be farting away and they'd be like, ma'am, is that you? Please stop. No, I paid for this ticket.
Exactly.
I looked at a ticket to Scotland, which is where I'm off to later this year.
Yeah.
And I was like, for fun, I'm going to see how many points or how much it costs for a business class ticket. $10,000. $10,000. One way.
And people pay it.
Like, your points, okay. Mm-hmm. You're paying $10,000.
If you're listening right now and you can afford that and you're not signed up to our Patreon, something is wrong with you.
Something's wrong with you, honestly. Mm-hmm. And guess what? Airlines, maybe I want to lie down pod. You ever think of that?
You ever think about that?
Maybe I want to have a nice sleep and not want to fucking kill myself the entire plane ride over to Europe.
Yeah, maybe I want to be able to have access to the adult movies, not just regular ones like everyone in the back.
Exactly. Maybe we want to watch porn up in front like everybody else is doing up there.
Yeah.
Okay? Maybe we want to sleep and when you come by and say, ma'am, and we're allowed to say, Casey, I'm sleeping, bitch. And you just have to go, sorry, ma'am. I want to do that.
Exactly.
In the back, if I said that, you wouldn't be coming back. I wouldn't get another drink. I wouldn't be asking if I need a pillow, anything.
Yeah.
You'd be charging me double for those earphones.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean?
Last time I was in business class, I was up front. I loved myself. Every time the stewardess brought me a new vodka soda, I just threw a toonie at her.
Brian.
That's not very nice, but I was, but you'd ever like
but get, you're in business class.
I was in business class and you ever get like just in the rich mode? You're like,
yes.
Ha-ha.
Do I ever get in the rich mode? Yeah.
I threw a toonie and she was like, thank you, thank you. And she like, it would always fall on the floor and then she'd be like, she'd pick it up and then she'd put it in her little like outfit pocket.
Yes. Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Stupid bitch.
Speaking of stupid bitches, I was between a couple of appointments, as I am.
Yeah, she's always a girl on the go.
Yeah, a few weeks ago, and I went to a Waves coffee house to pass the time.
Okay.
Had a real average coffee and an even worse sandwich.
Never get food there.
No.
Sorry, but don't. It's awful.
But, you know, there was a cutie ahead of me that I like to stare at a little bit too long, and then this woman comes in with her, like, I want to say 2-year-old. They walk in the front door, and not even there for 1 second, and the 2-year-old just... And I will say vomits, but it was mostly just water. Like, I don't know. It wasn't luckily disgusting, but still, the mom didn't even look. I mean, again, I don't have a kid. I could just imagine this happens all the time. You know, all the bleh, every orifice of their body. And then finally a staff member, I want to say 4 to 5 minutes later, came out and mopped it up. People were up and going. So I was luckily pretty far away from it. And there was a lot of humor in me just watching everyone. And their reaction, because everyone saw it, everyone heard it, and I was like, jaw dropped halfway to the fucking table.
Yeah.
And I don't know if my nostrils are not working or something, but I could not smell anything, so I stuck around for another 10, 15.
So I stuck around.
But the cutie left.
Brian, you're...
Damn it. I was going to follow him, but I was on a tight schedule.
You had to get to our next appointment.
I had to get to my next appointment.
Listen, I'm telling you right now that if you are somewhere, like, even if, like, gunfire or, like, there's, like, a gang fight or something, and there's a cute boy there, you will sit and sip your coffee. You will sit, you will be a part of wherever, whenever, if there is a cute boy that you can stare at.
Yeah.
You love it.
This is true.
You can't get enough of it.
I'm so horny.
Listen, I got to tell you something.
Go.
I'm getting a bit gross myself.
Yes.
It's not about the H-ness. I appreciate an attractive woman.
Yeah.
But you know what I've been doing lately?
Go on.
It's getting a little bit worse and I have to check myself. I don't like it.
I love it.
Sometimes I'll be driving past an attractive woman. And I will imagine I was like, and I'm like, hey, fucking hottie, nice jugs.
On the horn.
Like to take those jugs for a ride. Slap, slap.
Yeah.
Want to play those jugs like the drums.
Yeah.
Fatty Nettie.
That's right.
I'll like take a full look. Like I want to see if I'm driving and they this morning, I was driving Jenny to work.
Mm-hmm.
And on the way back...
I was going to say, while your chick's in the car, hey, you're ruthless.
Man, I didn't do it with my chick. Actually, sometimes we go, hey, sweetie. If we see someone that we think is attractive, we'll say to each other, it's a code of like, hey, sweetie. And then we're like, where?
If your oldest brother sees a hot guy, what does he say?
If my oldest brother sees a hot guy, he goes, drinks? Can I get you drinks? If he sees an underage hot boy, he goes, drinks? You guys want me to run for you? You need a boot? Drinks? And then I'm like, where's drinks? And he's like, drinks over there.
I love it a lot.
It is not okay.
They're like 15 with that haircut we were talking about.
Yeah, and he's like, drinks? Can I get you guys drinks?
Hey, but here's the thing. You can look, but you can't touch.
You can't touch. You can offer them drinks and to get them a boot.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay.
Here's my cell number. You guys use it only in emergencies.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. Here's my cell number. Yeah, only emergency. Yeah. FaceTime me.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know what I'm going to be doing when I pick up.
If you want a 2-liter peach cooler and no one's booting for you, I can be here in probably 10, 15.
Hey.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Boot.
It's not true.
Is that a Canadian word, by the way? I feel like I've said boot before and they're like, what? I'm like, oh, you know, when you get like you're underage and you get someone older to buy alcohol for you, they boot for you.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I've never heard that.
We used to say boot. We used to say, can you get us a run? We need to get a run tonight.
I used to say, hey, can you boot for me? I'm just going to wait out here and have a dart.
Yeah.
Most Canadian sentence ever.
Absolutely. Yeah. I can't believe people ran for us. We used to always get like young guys that were like 20 and they'd always be like, all right.
Yeah.
But we did have some little bastards that stole our change.
Oh.
That's fucked. And we were like, okay, that's fine because like we don't, you got it for us. And what are we going to do? We're not, we're just little. We're not going to be like, hey, give that back to us.
Bitch.
Yeah, no. Oh. I did stab somebody.
Was it warranted?
Yes.
And did you get away with it?
Yes.
Then all is well.
Thanks. I really can be myself here. I didn't stab anybody. That's not true.
Have you ever vomited in public?
Have I ever? You know what?
No.
I don't think so. I mean, like at parties and stuff. I have.
Like in the washroom or in front of people?
Yeah, in the bathroom or like off the curb many times.
Yeah.
Like on the street. But I don't think I've ever vomited in public. I did tell you about when I woke up projectile vomiting through my hands.
I remember that.
My birthday.
Mm-hmm.
All over the carpet.
Oof.
That was like never ending.
Oh, man.
But no, have you ever vomited in public?
Only, I talked about it a long time ago when I want to say it was a grade 2 or 3 and I fell. I was going down the slidey pole at school.
Slidey pole, yeah.
What do you recall? You know, the poles?
The pole.
Yeah. I slide down and I kind of lost my grip at the end and I landed on my tailbone and then I had to go to the hospital.
Oof.
And that's when Big Dave took me or something. And then he got me a Slurpee to like on my way to the hospital.
Aww.
To like make me feel better. And it was red.
Yeah.
And then they saw me and they're like, oh yeah, everything looks okay. Just, you know, you're gonna need some rest. And then as I was walking in with my parents and Big Dave, holding Big Dave's hand going, don't let me go, Big Dave.
Mm-hmm.
Then I projectile vomited red Slurpee all over the hospital, Langley Memorial floor.
Oh, no.
And it looked like blood. And the nurses were like, oh my God, get him back in a gurney. And I was like, no, you guys, it's just Slurpee.
Yeah.
And then they're like, Big Dave, get him out of here.
Big Dave, you did it again.
And Big Dave said, I got him. Don't worry, Clarissa.
And you were like, get me more, Dave.
Yeah. And then I said, Mom, Dad, get out of here. I'm riding with Big Dave. And then when we were going back to my house, I looked at Big Dave and I said, make a left here. And he goes, but you live on the right.
Yeah.
I said, Big Dave, do what I fucking say and make a left.
How old were you?
I was grade 2. So what's that, like 10?
No.
Nine?
Maybe
9 years old?
Eight?
10, eight, maybe eight. Yeah.
Okay.
I was just a young child.
Yeah.
And I said, Big Dave, turn left.
Yeah.
And he said,
make a left here.
Make a left here. And he looked at me and he goes, can I trust you? And I said, you're damn right you can.
Okay.
He turned left and we found a nice little breakfast bean, what do you call it?
B&B.
We found a nice little B&B. And
a bed and breakfast.
We found a bed and breakfast.
Okay,
and,
what the hell?
You couldn't text back then. So we just like mailed a letter to my parents saying that I would be home in a few days.
Okay.
And nothing happened. I was a young man, but we watched so much TV. He took me to the driving range. I remember we just went for a walk and he'd like hold my hand because I was a kid and I just looked up at him and I'm like, I hope I'm like you one day, Big Dave. And he's like, yeah, kid, I never had kids, but if I did, this is what I want.
Okay.
And for him, it was just like that fathering experience that he never got to experience.
Right.
And
my
parents were so mad though when he finally took me home.
Yeah.
Like, I want to
say because he kidnapped
you. 3 months later, he finally returned me.
Okay.
He gave the bread and breakfast bill to my parents.
Yeah.
They were not happy about that. And
okay.
They never talked to Big Dave again.
Whoa. So, sorry, you stayed at a B&B with Big Dave for 3 months?
Yeah.
And you just watched TV?
We watched TV. We watched movies. Yeah. Okay. That's how I learned how to play crib.
Okay.
And we played a lot of Atari. And yeah, with lots of walks, paper mache. We paper mache'd so many things.
What?
Origami. Whatever. We did everything.
Did you go to school?
No.
Oh my God.
No, yeah. He homeschooled me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Dave homeschooled.
Which was great because, you know, school, as they say, it's a little bit overrated and they don't know what the fuck they're doing.
No, they don't.
Big Dave, he taught me how to fucking drive a truck.
Yeah.
He taught me how to fucking chop wood. I can still change the motor of any Monte Carlo you want to do.
You can change the motor of one?
Yeah.
I can
replace it, yeah.
Really?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Wow. Any Monte Carlo.
Just Monte Carlos because that's what I had. And yeah, so then also like I can change the alternator, battery.
Really? How do you change an alternator?
Spark plugs.
How do you change an alternator?
You take it out and then you put a new one in. Yeah.
That is right.
Mm-hmm.
That sounds legit.
Mm-hmm.
Guess what?
Go on.
Can I get away from this for a second?
Please do, actually. It's bringing up a lot of things I forgot about.
Okay, listen.
The same brother that's asking young men for drinks, mm-hmm. If they want him to boot for them,
drinks,
he keeps harassing me.
Oh, I don't like that.
And I've had a brother. You know, brothers are twisted. Mm-hmm. You were probably twisted as hell.
Yeah.
Or maybe one of your sisters was twisted to you.
Yeah, more of that.
More of that, probably, yeah. Because there were two sisters and you were a nice boy.
Yeah, they teamed up on me.
I'm sure they did. Mm-hmm. Well, I was the young gal. Mm. And my brothers used to harass, scare me, turn off the lights. They'd lock me in places. Oh. Sick shit, okay? Mm-hmm. Well, when I was younger, my brother used to love Unsolved Mysteries. Mm-hmm. Remember that?
Oh, yeah. It's still got Goosies.
Yeah. And remember the host was like, you...
Robert Stack.
Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. He was like, D, can you show us a little bit of Robert Stack?
Perhaps the answer will come someday soon when the skies open up over another small community and the blobs once again fall to earth.
He'd be like, if you know anything about this unsolved mystery, mm-hmm. blah, blah, blah. Or like, they were never seen again.
Did you ever call in?
No.
Never?
I never knew anything about the mysteries.
Oh, I called in a few times.
Why?
Because I thought I knew facts.
You had information?
Yeah.
On all the unsolved mysteries?
Just on some of them. If they were like kind of like local, like if they were in yeah. Seattle or something, or it was close enough.
Local.
I'd be like, you know what? We went to Bellingham a couple weeks ago to see my grandma's friend.
And
yeah, I think I might have seen that truck.
I saw that ghost.
Mm-hmm.
And I think I might have heard that ghost. Mm-hmm. I love that.
They eventually blocked my number.
I understand. Because mm-hmm. you were a dramatic teen and you needed them to know. But he used to scare the shit out of me. And I would wait up for him to come home at night so that we could watch. And I'd be like, please watch Jerry Springer with me. Please. Mm-hmm. Like, I won't say anything. I'll be quiet. Mm-hmm. And sometimes he'd be like, I'll watch TV with you, but it has to be Unsolved Mysteries. And I'd be like, okay.
Yeah.
And we'd watch it. And he would scare me so badly. And I hated it so much, but I got to watch with him. That's why I would.
Mm-hmm.
And he used to say things all the time like, we should watch in the dark because the spirits like that.
Whoa.
He would tell me that it brings the spirits pleasure to have us watch in the dark.
He's been fucked for a long time.
Sick. And you know that he still DMs me Unsolved Mystery video clips anytime, and he still watches all the time, and he will text me clips of just the dun 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 dun, you know, like the whole intro thing,
yeah, yeah.
And he'll just text them and then go LO, like laugh at me because he knows it scares me. And
yeah.
Do you know what I say?
Yeah.
You're fucked.
Yeah, do you want me to? I can step in.
Take care of him.
Yes.
Yes, I do.
I feel like I could beat him up.
I just don't understand why he gets so much pleasure in scaring me. What is it?
You're forever his little sister.
Yeah, but I'm not. I'm a big woman.
Yeah, but not to him. Hey. You're always going to be Amy Ricky G.
It brings the spirit's pleasure.
Mm-hmm. Should we get to our PLT stories?
Yeah. You think I'm out of PLT stories, but I'm not. Because every time I think I am, I'm like, no, Amy, just think a little. Oh, there's one. Like, it just there it is.
Whoa.
Or I'm like, that's not a PLT. Oh, yeah, it is.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
I know what you mean.
So it was after high school. Early 20s, maybe late teens,
right.
Maybe 19.
Right before we met kind of time?
Yes, mm-hmm. Yes. Young enough, but I remember my friend Amelia was dating her boyfriend Joel at the time. So that's how I like think about the timeline. Anyways, So I decided, this was like pre me understanding that I like to act or like be funny or be able to do anything like that as a career. It was mm-hmm. me working at the BC Ferries, basically, or Red Robin.
I've heard all about those.
Okay. And I had a video camera. My mom bought a video camera, supposed to be for the family, but I took it over
mm-hmm.
and I would set up the video camera. Oh my God, I have so many PLT stories. People would come over and we'd drink. We'd be like, let's drink tonight.
Yeah.
And I would just set up the camera and just film us drinking and talking.
You're Instagramming before Instagram.
Yes. I was making short films of nothing. And then the next day we would watch them. What?
Yeah.
Okay. Anyways.
Slash kind of fun.
I guess. But it was like so narcissistic and like we weren't doing anything.
Mm-hmm.
Like it was, just, I have so, my mom probably watches them. They're all at her house and they're all probably so inappropriate.
I would love to see one.
I think I'm too scared to watch.
Okay.
Because I just don't know what I would have said or did. We're smoking on them. Like they're probably
no,
awful.
You didn't, bitch.
Yeah, you bitch.
Get out of here.
Oh my God. I like him, bitch.
Pass me the Bacardi, cunt.
Yeah, exactly. Oh my God, it's finished. Let's go get smokes. Let's get smokes.
No, we have to get someone to boot for us.
Yeah, please. No, we were 19. We could go as we pleased. Okay, so anyways, it doesn't even have anything to do with this. I had a video camera.
Mm-hmm.
And out of nowhere, I decided that I wanted myself and my closest friends for no reason at all. Nothing prompted it. There was nothing. We didn't need to do this. I gathered everyone together and said, I want to stage a fake wedding.
Right then and there?
No, like this weekend.
Oh.
You guys, I want to stage a fake wedding. This is so embarrassing. I want to be the groom, so I'm going to play a man.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to marry Amelia.
Mm-hmm.
Joel is going to be my bridesmaid. He's going to be in drag.
Okay.
Ava was my best man. Some other guy was a flower girl.
And they were still okay with this?
They were like, okay, Amy. And then we filmed it. So we went over to Ava's house. I was like, everybody bring like a costume. Like, bring, here's a dress. Like, here's a tuxedo. We slicked Ava's hair back and gave her a mustache.
Yeah.
I had my hair slicked back. I had a mustache. And then we filmed a fake wedding. And I remember them all just being like, okay, yeah, this is fun, I guess. Like, you know, they maybe found it fun to be on camera.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just like very like serious about
yeah,
it. Like,
yeah, yeah.
This is what I want to do. I think it's fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's funny. I wasn't out yet. I knew I want, like, it was just very telling of like, I wanted to be in drag.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted others to be in drag.
Mm-hmm.
I wanted to be on camera.
Yeah.
I wanted to create something.
You're directing.
Yeah, but nothing happened. We just filmed Amelia coming down the aisle. Mm-hmm. And then that was it. And then it was like, what? And then at one point, I think one of them went like, I don't want to do this anymore. And I was like, wait, it's not done yet. Like, let's just stand here for a minute. Like,
yeah,
we'll just
yeah.
get a shot of us. Like, let's get some pictures.
Wouldn't it be cool? Wouldn't
yes,
it be cool if we just,
it'd be
you know?
So cool. Like, it's fun. It's so cool. It's just fun and funny. Like,
yeah.
So cool.
No, I don't want to anymore, Amy.
Yes.
I'm over it.
I remember Joel being like, I want to get out of this dress.
Yeah.
And like, I'm not, this is weird. Like, what is this?
I want to go home.
And then that was it. What?
You have to show me this.
I don't know where it is, but I can find it.
Please.
Let me try and find it, I guess.
I've shown you every fucked up thing I've ever done.
Listen, I can't handle it. That's the difference.
Yeah.
I don't think it's too cringe.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes things are too cringe for me, and I can talk about them, maybe,
mm-hmm.
but I can't relive it.
So we can't put it on our Patreon?
Well, if I find it. If I find it, that's where it will go.
Oh, man.
Why did I do that?
Because you know why?
Why?
Because you're a PLT.
Because I'm a poor little thing.
But also, you were, as you were talking about your vagina earlier, like blossoming out or whatever.
I never said that.
So was your brain.
Yes.
And your creativeness that
yes.
was deep inside in a little fucking shallow hole inside of you.
Yeah.
It was starting to come out.
Here it comes.
And you were finally saying, come out.
Yeah.
Let me release you.
Yes.
So I think it was actually a big step in you becoming who you are today.
Thank you.
On 2 television shows in 1 week right now, everybody.
Hey, that's so nice. Listen, mm-hmm. how about though my friends being like, okay.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Like
until they didn't.
Until they were until they were like, I don't want this isn't you said this was gonna be fun.
Yeah.
What is this?
This didn't work out. My buzz is gone and
I remember just kept saying, like, trust me.
Yeah.
Trust me, it's gonna be so like funny and cool.
Mm-hmm.
What? I don't even think we watched it after because everyone hated themselves so much.
Well, good thing Instagram wasn't around yet because you know you would have posted that.
100%.
And then like, you know, a couple days later, a week later, you've been like, fuck, they'll be like, take it down.
Take it down.
It got 4 likes.
It was pre-Facebook, pre-Instagram. So thankfully, thank God, it didn't go up anywhere. Oh my God. Speaking of thank God,
yeah.
just when I came here, I was talking to my mom on my car phone
mm-hmm.
and I was looking for parking because I can never find parking here.
West End of Vancouver. Get your shit together.
I am not paying for parking. I will circle till
mm-hmm.
I get a free one.
Mm-hmm.
Anyways, I finally got one and I was talking to my mom and I go, oh, thank God I got a parking space. She goes, it's so funny. You've just thanked God, Amy. And I go, I'm not actually thanking God, Mom.
Just an expression, Ruth.
It's just an expression. I said, I'm so doctrine into me. I'm so like fucking, I went to that damn school.
Mm-hmm.
And she was like, it's just funny. Because she knows whenever God comes up, I get mad.
Ruth.
Anyways, that's me.
So you are the PLT in that story, but I want to say... You are a good, willing, meaning PLT in that story because you were blossoming.
I was trying to become myself mm-hmm. and I didn't know what that was.
Yeah.
Okay.
You just annoyed a lot of people.
I did. And I'm still friends with all those people. So they were the good ones.
Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
All right. I'm up.
Okay.
Like you said, we're running out of stories. So this one, I'm going to try to, you know, say it in a way that I am a PLT.
We're not running out. We'll never run out.
We'll never run out.
This is evergreen.
But what a time to ask. You know, we've had a bunch of you. Give us some stories. Keep them coming.
Yeah.
Bunch of you listening right now have never sent one in. Please send one in.
Send them in.
We'll read it. We'll give you a different name unless you want your real name. Whatever you want. This is a user-friendly podcast.
This is a user-friendly podcast.
So we talked about first class, business class earlier. You know, this fucking horny bitch has never paid for one. But
right.
she's been lucky enough to have friends that have been able to use their points. I think they just pay for me and they want to make me feel that poor.
Okay.
But I've got to go some places in the front of the plane. And
right.
how nice is that? So I had a friend and we were going to New Zealand. business class. That's a long ass flight.
Wow.
So he planned it and we were going to go to all these things and it was great. And before this happened, your hun here booked something. She never books. I booked a non-speaking role in a movie that no one ever saw.
Right.
But I was so excited to film something. We were supposed to go away for 2 weeks. And then I think I was filming on like day 10 of this trip.
Mm-hmm.
So I like messaged him. I'm like, hey, girl, I'm like, I really appreciate all the fucking time and money you put into this. But I just booked something. And I think I kind of made it sound like it was like a big part in a movie.
Yeah.
I didn't tell him it was not speaking. And I was just like a gladiator who fights. And for like 1 second of this movie, they didn't cut it though, thank God.
Nice.
And I was like, can you please, please, please reroute me and take, you know, take me home earlier. He's like,
yeah.
Yeah, I guess. Like, I'm going to finish the trip because we were supposed to go to, like, where's that? What's that movie with the little people? Lord of the Rings.
Yes.
Yes. We were supposed to go where they filmed all that. He did by himself, but I was like, I don't like those movies. I'm going home to film, again, a non-speaking role in a movie that no one's ever going to see.
Yeah.
And I did that. And he was such a nice friend that he did, you know, pay, because you know you got to pay.
You.
He rerouted me. But you also, I think, have to pay a fee on that, too, because I'm going home business class too, bitch. Don't think I'm going to go and fucking the back of the plane. You're going to get me home in style. You can afford it.
Right.
And I came home and I filmed my movie.
Okay.
And that's really it. Mm-hmm. I'm like I said, I got to like, I got to dig. I read my journal yesterday. I'm looking for things.
Yeah.
One of the things I did see though, there was this guy that I dated in my like early mid 20s. And I guess when I was in my late 20s, I went to the after hours and I did half a Kappa E as I read. And I told Landon that I still loved Adam.
Why?
Maybe that's a better PLT story.
Half a cap of E.
Ew.
I'll only do a half cap.
I always said, my day, we called it E.
Hey.
Anyway, I'm a PLT because I made someone fly me home. I made them fly me home for a very small role in a horrible movie. And I'm also a PLT because I told a friend that I still love someone.
Okay. And then in the other short one, I did a half a cap of E and I told somebody that I still love someone else. Now listen to me.
Go on.
Was that, I need to talk about the second one.
Okay.
The guy that you told, were you dating this guy?
No, but he eventually dated the person I was talking about.
Really?
And hopefully they weren't dating at the time. I can't even remember. They might have been.
I have to tell you, I love your boyfriend.
Because they met at my house because I used to have clothing exchange parties.
Yeah.
And I would like get all these guys to come over and be like, bring all the clothes you don't wear anymore. And we'd all take turns taking clothes. And I would bring different gays over. And then these two gays, Landon and Adam, met each other at my party. And then they dated for years. And then I had the balls to tell them that I still loved them.
Brian.
But it didn't work out for me.
It never does.
It never does.
It honestly never does, does it? That's a thing. Mm-hmm. You take a chance and it never pays off.
Yeah.
So stop taking chances.
Big Dave, you did not homeschool me properly.
No,
because
he didn't. Big Dave, if you're listening, Big Dave, you should have homeschooled him better at that B&B.
Yeah.
You had 3 months to teach him things.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry.
And I'm such a wimp. But
I don't want to talk about that B&B anymore.
Hey, remember? Big Dave, make a left.
Big Dave, make a left. What, right?
And that left changed the trajectory of my life.
I said, make a left. Can I trust you? Yes.
I want to make that movie one day. This little kid with Big Dave. And I just look at him and go, Big Dave, make a left.
Yeah.
But Ryan, you live. Big Dave, make a left.
Make a left. Adventures with Big Dave.
Coming soon to Peacock.
Listen, if you work on animations and you want to do a series called Big Dave Adventures or Adventures of Big Dave, and it's just featuring Ryan having adventures with Big Dave, who he really likes.
Little closeted gay Ryan.
Yeah.
Big Dave, take your shirt off.
Yeah.
Ryan, take it off.
Why? Because.
I just want to see. I want to see the fur.
Okay, I do anything for you, Ryan.
Thanks, Big Dave.
No.
Always calls him Big Dave.
He liked that.
Poor Small Dave. Must hate himself.
Where is Small Dave?
Small Dave, yeah. We never talk about him.
Okay, well, listen. What was the first story again?
I had a beautiful trip to New Zealand in business class, and I cut it short just to film a really small part.
Do you regret it?
No.
You don't regret going home early for the gladiator role?
Oh, maybe I do, actually, because my friend Matt just went to New Zealand, and I saw his photos.
I saw that.
And they were really cool.
Yeah.
And so, and the movie, like, it came and went.
The Lord of the Rings, where they shot, it looked really cool.
It did. I think I made, like, you know, $600 from the film. So, like, nah.
And you didn't give him the $600 for the flight?
Like every episode, we end with a question. Mm-hmm. This week's question. Steven Spielberg, heard of him?
Yeah.
Has decided he wants to make a movie. You know what about?
What?
Your fucking life. And he likes you so much that he's decided, you know what, Amy, Ryan, I want you to pick who's going to play you in my biopic or whatever it's called.
Mm-hmm.
Who would you get cast to play Amy Goodmurphy? It could be male or female.
Charlize Theron as Eileen Wuornos.
From like Monster.
Charlize Theron as Eileen Wuornos.
Okay. Would she ever like clean up her look, or is she going to look like that the whole movie?
She's going to look like that the whole movie. Yeah. And it's just me, and it's like little me looks like that too.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Little kid me is played by Jacob Tremblay.
Okay.
Yeah. What about you?
Okay. So we're going to do young and old.
Sure. Yeah.
I think for young me, I would get, I want to say Punky Brewster, like Soleil Moon Frye.
Yeah.
But she's old now. Oh, maybe.
Punky.
No, you know what? They'd figure it out.
Yeah.
So Soleil Moon Frye.
Just that woman?
Yeah, that woman would play me as a child.
Yes.
And then me as an adult, I think, I'm thinking either Ryan Gosling or Maya Rudolph.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Probably Ryan Gosling.
Yeah.
Because he's white.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I just love Maya Rudolph. Like, I love her choices as an actor.
Me too.
And she's like my fave. You know what? Let's be crazy. I'm going to pick Maya Rudolph.
Do it.
Like, prosthetics go a long way these days. And I love her, and I'd love to give her the work.
Okay.
Ryan Gosling just had Barbie. He doesn't need it.
I'm not sure either would be a good choice for you.
That's really, maybe I should have thought of that a little bit
honestly,
more.
Honestly, I'm surprised you didn't say Pee Wee Herman.
Yeah, I mean, well, he's left us.
Bye. Thanks for tuning in to Poor Little Thing, the podcast. We love you. And if you love us, please don't forget to like, rate, review, and subscribe. Follow us on Instagram and TikTok at Ryan and Amy Show. If you want to see exclusive content and extra goodies, join our Patreon and strap in because it gets wet and wild. And as we always say, you poor little thing.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
If you're looking for plump lips that last, you need to know about Juvederm lip fillers. With Juvederm Volbella XC and Juvederm Ultra XC, your lip look, whether it's subtle or bold, can last up to 1 full year with optimal treatment and no additional maintenance. Find a licensed specialist and see if it's right for you at Juvederm.com today. That's Juvederm.com. Add fullness to lips in adults over 21 with Juvederm Volbella XC or Juvederm Ultra XC. Do not use if you have severe allergies or a history of severe allergic reactions, or if you're allergic to lidocaine or the proteins used in Juvederm. Tell your doctor if you have a history of scarring or taking medicines that decrease the body's immune response or that can prolong bleeding. Common side effects include injection site redness, swelling, pain, tenderness, firmness, lumps, bumps, bruising, discoloration, or itching. As with all fillers, there's a rare risk of unintentional injection into a blood vessel, which can cause vision abnormalities, blindness, stroke, temporary scabs, or scarring. For full important safety information, visit Juvederm.com.